Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show. We'll be discussing all things Manchester United, all things Chelsea, all things Tottenham Hotspur. Two of those three teams in FA Cup action today. Two of those three teams into the FA Cup semi-finals. Of course, Manchester United with a bad boy victory. I'm still gassed over it. 4-3 winners in extra time against Liverpool's, stopping their baby quad hopes. Chelsea also through to the semi-final, beating Leicester 4-2 at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea have now drawn Manchester City, whereas Manchester United have got Coventry. Spurs losing away at Fulham, but Aston Villa did draw today, so it's not as big of a setback as it would have been if Aston Villa would have won in the race for fourth. Well, big up to everyone who just joined over from the raid on Saeed's channel. Big up to everyone who was already here as well. Forgot to even change it to public, so I can't even see the comments. Let me just switch that around because I'm sure you lot are commenting. But make sure you run up the likes. First and foremost, hit the like button on the video. Make sure you share this across all of the socials and subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV as well. Big up to my done troops. He said he's loving life. Ray Ray, a fraud, like the blood clot stream people. You heard it here from Troops himself. And yes, I am loving life, man. I'm still over the moon. Being Liverpool is always good, but in the FA Cup quarterfinal, stopping their quad hopes, Liverpool tears. Ryan is actually quiet. It's great. You know what I'm saying? And that it's great. Ryan is just like legit, like that annoying little brother who just don't shut up. Or your woman who just don't shut up. That is Ryan. You know what I'm saying? If you ever met or just someone who's talkative, you know what I'm saying, who's just never quiet. That is Ryan, but he has been shut up today. And that silence is brought to you by Manchester United and Amad Diallo. Oh, look, here he is. Oh, shut up. Oh. Where was you at, man? Where was the $4.99 super chat? That's what I want to know. Where was the super chat for back again? Why was you not there at the start? That's all I want to know. But let's see what's going on. Big up gaming for life. Big up TJ, who says big up flawless time for Jez to answer for his crimes. Jez will be here shortly. Surfer will be here as well. Gaming for life says big up flawless. What's your thoughts on taking Coventry City in the semi-final of the FA Cup? We should make the final. We should. If we don't make the final, sack Ten Hag in the tunnel and sack everybody immediately if we do not get past Coventry City. And that's no disrespect, but they were championship side and we're good enough to be any championship side. So we should do the business. Whether we will is a whole different conversation. Do I think we will? Yes. Big up to Danish Maldini. Big up Sheik. Big up De Niro in the cut as well. Like I already said, shout out to Troops already. Big up to Eli, who says big up love to you every single time. Oh, not all. Oh, how convenient. Oh, you're short of. I'll send you the $4.99. How convenient, short of money. All right, man, chatting shit. You're super chatting tomorrow. Yes, Jez, what are you telling me, family? You good?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. What are you saying, bro?
Oh, bless, family. Oh, bless. You already know. Shout out to Jess.
Hectic game, man.
Yeah, man. For real. Super hectic game. But you lot get your questions in, people. Please just keep them Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham Hotspur related. And on top of that, if you want to make sure we get to your questions, super chat, people. And I didn't even do the housekeeping. First and foremost, hit the like button. There's over 100 people here. I don't know how many likes were on, but it's not enough. Like check 1212. Like check 1212. Let's run up the likes. Make sure you share across all the socials. Follow at That's Me Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV across all socials. And on top of those two things, subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. Salute to you lot. Again, applause for everyone who's contributed to the channel in any way because we've hit 10K. And the 10K live stream party will be Saturday, people. 10K live stream party will be Saturday, 10 p.m. However, hit the subscribe button if you haven't, because it's road to 11K, people. Road to 11K. To Gaming for Life says, Flawless, do you think Coventry City will be a tough game for you guys or not? We'll probably make it tougher than it should be, because all the pressure's on us. All the pressure. There is literally no pressure on Coventry City, and that is very rare going into the semi-final of any competition, especially the FA Cup. So yeah, definitely, without doubt, like, I think I can see it being a tough game. Depends on what form we're in going into there, who's available, etc, who does the manager play. Big up to my Don Rants in the cut every single time as well, says Amad Diallo. Exactly, man. I like Amad Diallo. I'll start there in regards to the actual game and my thoughts on it. This is what we've been talking about in terms of him getting a chance and an opportunity. Every time I've stated that, it's not because I believe he's the answer. I'm saying we know what's not been working, and that's the players who have been playing ahead of him. Give Diallo minutes. And people are really underestimating. One, the touch to set, the finish was cold. The finish was top quality. But the touch to set it up is ridiculously underrated. And for those that watched the City Newcastle game, there was a pass Isak got, and his touch was bad, and then he couldn't get his shot off, and then he got pushed wide, and he tried to cross it, and it got put out for a, well, it went out for a corner. People really underestimate the setting up. And if Isak's touch is better, he probably scores for Newcastle. Same way, if Diallo's touch is poor, like Isak's was, and I'm just pointing out Isak, for example, we don't score that goal. And we probably more than likely go into penalties, I would say. Top quality finish. Top quality finish. And I can't fault the players because of effort today. I've been talking about this for the longest. My biggest criticism of Manchester United all season long, as much as the lack of quality annoys me and irritates me, I talk all the time about effort and showing heart and just doing the basics. And guess what? We did that today. And Liverpool had an off day. And because Liverpool had an off day and we just had effort and showed endeavor and showed heart and just closed down and did the basics, we won the game. Even when we was 2-1 down, even when we was 3-2 down. Obviously, I'm not happy because we're losing to Liverpool, but I've been more upset when we've been winning games because I'm like, this ain't it. I can't fault the players' endeavour today. Not in the slightest can I fault the players' endeavour. Now, the goals we gave up were silly, but we're going to do that because we lack quality. And that's Manchester United. But we actually created a lot going on. It's crazy. And shout out to C-Man. We got hella legends in the chat. Troops. We got Rants. We got Lee Gunner. Hella legends in the chat in the content creator space. No can't tell me nothing about Sarcasm City TV. I'm telling you no. The touch was unreal. Garnacho underhit the pass. That's it. And who said that? I think. Was it Double A who mentioned it? It was either Double A or Ash who mentioned it and said Garnacho underhit the pass. And that's really underrated in regards to the touch. And shout out to Lee Gunner each and every time as well. Eli says, Ahmad deserves to start, and the fact that Ten Haram refuses to start him over 17 is criminal. He turned the shit pass into a game winner. And that's the manager for you. And that's all myself and many others have been asking for is an opportunity for Diallo. Because he can't, even if he performs poorly, he can't do any worse than the players in front of him. Really, it should be Garnacho left and Diallo right. That's what we should be seeing, in my opinion. That's what we should have been seeing. I don't know why Diallo's minutes have been stumped. Even though, and props to Anthony for a good finish today. And we were talking about this, and I made the joke about it. I'm back again. I made the joke on Unfiltered Podcast as well. All the criticism Anthony's received, deservedly so. Fidget spinner, 90 million, no right foot. And then he spins and hits a right foot shot and sends and spins Liverpool out of the FA Cup. Beautiful. Beautiful. And that's just football karma working like that. Great finish. But again, that's just endeavor. Even Garnacho picking the ball and he overhit his touch. But him trying to shoot and then it's dropped to Anthony and Anthony's just spanning shot. It tells you all you need to know.
Hey, all I'm saying is I called on the timeline, bro. I caught on the time. I'm saying literally like 50 minutes. What's the chances of Anthony getting a goal? I don't know. It was one of them. I kind of call me crazy, but I had a feeling this dude is just somewhere going to go and just get a goal from. But man, I'll be real. Like this United Liverpool game. Like obviously, if you want to go, if you go deep dive, you can see negatives in it. But I think the main positive is one, you go through. Two, you beat obviously the rivals, and you stop that whole quad nonsense. And also, three is like again, like players actually showing they can actually. This is a prime example of like, y'all can actually go out there and put the effort out there. Why can you not do it all season? This is where you go back to the manager, go back to these players for the whole season and start asking questions. Why can't you just not do that for a whole season, or at least try to do it for a whole season at least?
Because effort's nothing to do with skill. That's the crazy part. It's nothing to do with skill. It's nothing to do with quality in regards to, that's not a technical aspect, that's not a physical aspect, that's all mental, and mental attributes matter in football. But mentally, if you're not at it, I'm questioning you more than if you technically don't have it or you physically, like, you can just not be fast or not be strong. That being said, you can improve these things. You can lift weights, you can get a sprint coach to improve your pace. Same with technical aspects. You can practice shooting or heading the ball or tackling or first touch or weight of pass, etc., etc. Yeah, I got you, Fats. But yeah, just not trying. Because we've seen it today. These men can actually put in a shift when they want to against the team that was better. Don't get mistaken. Liverpool are a better side than Manchester United. But why did we win the game? They had an off day and we showed endeavour. That's it. And big up to Rance as well. He says Rashford was awful. Don't sleep on it. Rashford wasn't good. No, that miss was criminal. He says Anthony gets a clean slate under a competent manager. If they pick the manager, how I want them to pick the manager, then it's does Anthony, Rashford, whoever else fit the style that that manager's trying to play? Because they should have already identified this. And I've mentioned this before when people say, who do you want to see as manager? The director of the CEO, COO, technical director, director of football, head of recruitment, head scout, all need to sit down. It's like, okay, we are going to play this style. Now you then go and select a manager who plays that style. And then you can look at the squad and go, all right, who fits this? Same way with Ange Postecoglou. Soon as he got to Spurs, he said, Eric Dier, I'm not playing him. He don't fit what I'm trying to do. Eric Dier didn't see pitch. Like, that tells you all you need to know.
Eric on two and them, like,
yeah, like, that's it. He made that abundant, and that's what I need. I'm not with the season. Dude, does what player fits the style you're trying to play? Even if it's players I don't like. So even if it's Anthony, even if it's Maguire, Lindelof, Shaw, et cetera, do they fit what you're trying to do? And then, is it working? That's where I'm at. Big up Surfer in the cut as well. Yes, Surfer, what are you telling me, man? Good.
Before we start anything, I want to hang on. Let me just no, carry on what you're doing. I want to show you something, right?
Go on.
Don't bring it up yet, okay?
But yeah, I got you.
I'm gonna share my screen with you, right now. I preface this by saying, this comes from Talk Sport, right? I'm not a video. This is literally just a thumbnail, right? So it's after the Man United Liverpool game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now before we guess that, no one in the chat spoiled it, by the way, if you've already seen it. Who would you think is in the thumbnail for this, Flawless? Oh, it's from the Man United Liverpool game. It's after the Man United Liverpool game.
I would guess Diallo because he scored the winner.
Yeah, that's right. But there's someone else in there, right? I shared my screen with you.
Rashford or the manager, it'll be one of those two. That's what I would say.
Can you see it?
Yeah. To pull it up, yeah.
Yeah, put it up. See who's in there.
Yeah. Outrageous. That is outrageous.
You know what? I'm saying, bro, these guys know how to farm interaction.
That is outrageous.
That's the nasty
work. I got to credit Ten Hag because all of his subs worked by him. Eriksen worked, Anthony worked, Diallo worked. I'll give Maguire his credit too. All of his subs worked.
Can I say something? I think that image of Mount is a photoshopped image of him in a Chelsea shirt, and they've just put him in the Man United. So I don't remember him doing that in the United shirt at all.
Yo, he was out there running laps. This is crazy. What are we doing? We got Fats in the building as well, representing Chelsea as well. But what is going on? What is happening? Well, you lot get your questions in anyway. Yes, Lou. Money Mace has elite PR. It's crazy.
He's the best. He's played five games.
If you would have given me 10 guesses, I never would have guessed Mount.
I knew no one was going to get it because they wouldn't have thought. He's not even in any Man United fans' mind that he would be on their thumbnail.
Even the biggest Mount advocates in the summer popped in up.
Yeah, shout out Troops each and every time. Like I said, you lot got any more. And shout out to Klopp. I got to shout out Klopp as well. You know, out here insulting reporters and all them things there. Big up Jurgen Klopp, man. Ten Hag might have been spitting when he said errors come to an end because your quad came to an end, mate. But hey, we move.
If I was that report, I would have said, yeah, I may be fat, but at least my teeth are real. You know, that's what I said to him.
See right there, Klopp right there. That was probably the most German behavior I've seen, bro. Like the passive aggressive German, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Head gone, it is, but yeah, hopefully we beat them in a few weeks when they pull up to the league, 100%, when they pull up for the league. And Rad saying, facts, people overlooking Anthony's contribution today is a disease. Now, I thought he played well. Like I said, I give credit to Ten Hag, and I give credit to all his subs, bar Mount, because all the subs actually played well. Diallo played well. I thought Eriksen was good. Anthony was good. Maguire was good as well. I forgot, until someone mentioned it in the chat on Saeed's channel, I forgot Mount was playing. Went to Eddie, just out there running laps. He's out there running laps.
At least he's got the fitness up, though, to be fair.
Yeah. He's just out there. Yeah, that's him. That is legit him.
He had as much impact as when he was warming up on the sidelines, bro. That's how much
impact. No impact. Mount was apparently on the pitch today. Anyone re-retched it? I don't remember him doing nothing. I'm not going to lie. I legit don't. But hey, we move. But you lot continue to get your questions in. Like I said, this is the United Chelsea Spurs show. So whether it's FA Cup, Manchester United, Liverpool, whether it's Chelsea getting past Leicester City, which was a very interesting game, or Spurs losing to Fulham as well. Lee Gunner says his PR agency rep Zuma, and no one mentions the cat anymore. They also rep Bex when he got the red card versus Argentina. She is world class. Yeah. Look at Mason Mount's marketing portfolio.
There's a thread of last summer about how he moved to Bex's PR company. That's why he's got the number seven. That's why he's got the number seven.
That is crazy.
It's all there. It's pro. It's a PR, whatever the term is, move. It's fully what it is. Man United 7, it's marketing, it's becoming a new David Beckham, whatever, the English darling, whatever, number 7. It's a branding.
Mark A. Mon, I didn't get a touch. Absolute waste of space. Facts, right? Big up to Gaming for Life. Go on, facts.
I was in the pub, I was watching the game after the obviously it was after the game, our game basically. I was watching the game, I couldn't even see that. Did he actually have no touch? Is that really true?
Anyone, before you go, anyone talking rubbish in the chat will be blocked, just to clarify, people. We have zero tolerance over here for that Sarcasm City TV. Run jokes, run bants, but anyone talking rubbish will be blocked immediately. But go on, Fats, carry on. Sorry.
No. Is it true that he had no touch? Because I was watching...
I'm not going to lie, I don't remember him having a touch. Danish Maldini said he had three. I don't remember. So I can't pinpoint it and go, I barely remember him running around.
I don't even remember his sub.
I don't know who he came on for.
That's something. I don't even remember his sub. I swear his sub was like in a break of play or something. And he didn't even mention it on the commentary. I swear, and I'm not even, it sounds really salty, but I don't even remember because I was watching that match and I don't even remember him. I don't even remember the commentator saying his name or anything or any pictures of him. The first time I saw Mount today was in that fun was just showed.
Oh my god, is it that bad,
Big up to Gaming for Life says flawless. Do you think Chelsea stand a chance against City in the FA Cup semi-final? Because they didn't beat us twice this season and they struggled against us. Chelsea, don't get mistaken, are City favourites, yes. But did Chelsea have a legitimate chance in that game? Yes. Because of the way City play, it sounds dumb. Super chats. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it suits, sorry, I was reading something at the same time.
This is my issue.
It's because someone said something in response and I thought it was something else. That's what it is.
This is my issue with some people.
Yeah. I thought someone was wilding and I read it wrong as I was mid-sentence.
Guys, he's gone past 10k now. All he wants is super chats. Now he's going to read out his super chats.
Because that's happened once before. Where I've been reading certain. It was you dissed me. It was Tarza the prick. So I had a book in hand. I was talking on something, and it was a crazy comment. And they were saying like, "Yo, look at this guy in the bucket hat. How you read it?" And I was like, "I went what?" And then I just seen the blue, and then I seen Tarza. I was like, you lucky as you. I was about to go like you. And I started laughing. I was like, you so lucky. And I just seen one there. And that's why it threw me off. But in regards to what I was saying, the way Manchester City plays, even though they're a great side, suits Chelsea. Styles make fights. And playing and keeping possession and attacking, Chelsea have players, for all Chelsea's deficiencies, they have players who can hit you on the break. When you have a Cole Palmer, when you have Jackson, yes, Sterling was awful today, but when you have Madueke, when you have runners and pace, and then you have Enzo in your midfield as well, they have a chance, as we've seen in both games. Because you could argue, Chelsea should have won both. You could argue.
I think the game's in the middle of the Real Madrid ties.
Yeah, they play Madrid. They play Madrid and then they play Chelsea.
Yeah, second leg basically.
Yeah,
this is a thing as well. Like, I think I've seen us when the draw came out. Yeah, I was like thinking, I was having a look, like the reactions, what the draw looks like. I was just like, you lot having a negative energy. You know, we got Man City, bro. We nearly beat them at Etihad. Fucking hell, have some.
Yeah, You could argue you lot should have won both games, to be honest. It can definitely be argued.
I do understand to a degree because again, it's the hope that kills you. because you're cold again. And you know what? We beat them twice, and we nearly beat them twice to show we can beat in the third time, and then you get disappointed in the game. So I do understand the sentiment of why certain Chelsea fans don't believe they can actually go and win the game. But at the same time, like you said, Flores, if Poch is just going, if the setup is right, it's possible for Chelsea to do an upset. Like I said, I'd still pick City to win the game, but if Chelsea win, will I come out of the game and be surprised? Not really. And let's see what the lineup's going to be. Is Pep going to rotate? I don't know if it's going to be the second leg that Madrid play.
It's after the Madrid second leg. So it's the 20th of April. They've got it locked in right now. Yes. And the second leg against Madrid.
Then I guess they would play a full team then. Because I thought maybe if they play like the first leg, then maybe they rotate. I don't know, but let's see in the close of time, because maybe, who knows, with the Chelsea medical team, maybe somebody gets taken out in training again. But yeah, I don't see why Chelsea can't beat them in the final. Semi-final.
Yeah, so like that's where it is. But yeah, and again, I'm hoping. Big up to Zeke as well. Big up to Sunshine for the super chat. Appreciate it. It's big up Sarcasm City fam. United, no quad. For Klopp laughing my ass off. Yeah, man, where's your quad gone? Quad this, quad that, baby quad. Jürgen, what did Ryan say? You know what I'm saying?
Jürgen's, no.
Jürgen
quad as well.
Jürgen's quad chasing Reds. Yeah. Hold that. But big up for the super chat, Sunshine. Big up to Andrew as well for the super chat. Says, I blame 4 goals on the goalie, rubbish goalie. Nah, the only one I blame him for is McTominay, Keller. You should have done better with the initial shot from, I think it was Rashford. Over the, or it was Garnacho. Can't remember, but that's it. That's it. That's the only one. The second one, no. Third one, no. And the fourth one, no. What could he have done for the second, third, and fourth goal in that game? To me, I'll blame him for that.
I don't blame him for that. No.
As much as it's pain to say this, like Lee said, our record at Wembley has been stunk up as of late.
Yeah, man, it's got to turn around, man. You must. Because I ain't trying to see City in a Wembley final. So you lot must. I don't know what side he's talking about.
Hey, Flores, why don't you think United is the ones they're gonna stop a potential trouble season again? Like, why not United?
I feel like we had this conversation last year around this time.
I'm just trying to say
what happened, Jess.
Hey, you know what?
Guys
make fights, you know.
Yeah, and we don't have a style for it.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
and you know what's crazy? Right. We was better last year.
That's the point though. This time around, you don't have a style, so it's a different style.
I'm sorry.
That's cool. I mean, I'll say what you're gonna say.
Going back to, I understand why Chelsea fans go, oh no, not Man City, but I've said this from the start of the season. I said this team loves being underdogs. You know what I mean? It loves being underdogs. So they love the mentality of being underdogs. And funny enough, it's actually, apart from the last 20 minutes or 50 minutes of the game, it's actually a game that I trust Poch to do good in, because he's done it twice already in this season, like starting lineup and stuff like that. And we have no idea what the two games are. We have no idea what the two games against Madrid are going to be like. Do you know what I mean? I know the second one's at the Etihad, but we have no idea whether it's going to take them into extra time and penalties and stuff like that. So, and also they've got to play Arsenal before then as well. And stuff like that.
Conte, Creator Gods, I've asked you for a lot this season, and you delivered on the international duty with Jordan and Nigeria losing back to back. Beautiful settings. But what I need is Real Madrid to knock out Manchester City in the Champions League, and then 3 days later for Chelsea to knock out Manchester City in the FA Cup. I need them out of two competitions in 3 years, please. You know what I mean? Like, it is. Hey, rants. I hear you, rants. I'm just not trying to see City. I'm tired. Like, Chelsea won't be no walkover. Like, don't get him mistaken. I'm not saying, if let's say United and Chelsea both make the FA Cup final, I just have zero faith in us beating City in the FA Cup final. Zero faith. I think stylistically, they just all wrong for it. At least Chelsea, I'm like, all right, we can get up. We have more of a chance.
Let's be realistic. If this is the other way around and Man United were playing City in the semi-final, As much as I think we play well against City, I still don't want to see them in the final. I just don't. Let's be honest. Every one of our clubs that got through today was hoping for a Coventry semi-final. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You're not hoping for City or United. You're just not. You're not going, oh, it's a chance to knock out City. Screw that. Let someone else do that job. Yeah. And then you don't have to play them. Why do you want to do that job? I don't know why. Oh, yeah, it'd be great to knock them off their perch. No, I'm fine with someone else doing it. I will send that job to somewhere else. You know what I mean? I will let someone else do that. I'm just not into that, bro. So all the Arsenal fans in midweek with the Champions League draw, yeah, if we get it, we've got the hardest run to the final. Shut the fuck up. You want the other side of the draw. Do you know what I mean? Shut the fuck up. You know what
I mean? To be fair, there are some freaks that want actually that. So
that's mad.
I don't get that. I don't get that logic. Big up C24 for the super chat. He says the slow bunny hunting, greedy peas wanting flawless, don't read regular comments no more. Success really changes, brothers. I told you, as soon as I hit 10K, I'm changing my number. Hence the slow bunny collapse. Nah, dude, it's just that that's the show that you lot super chat all the time, but that will be a members only show because you lot come from far and wide. I see people in the chat I've never seen before. I'm like, how did you even find us? But yeah, that show, the Sarcastic and Serious podcast, when we do it, it'll now be members only people. You know what I'm saying? Soldiers and higher, so it'd be second tier and higher. Because you'll be wilding in the chat. But big up to Savage every single time. Big up for the super chat though, C24. Rance goes on to say, Sterling stinks. Chelsea gonna get bun up. City got players that know how to win when it matters. He goes on to say, City, we have zero chance. Chelsea, we have more of a chance. I expect a derby in the final. I would lean towards a derby. However, I'm just hoping it's not. I'm not trying to see City in the final. Just to clarify, I did this last year. I do it again, people. If Manchester United make the FA Cup final, well, there will not be a watch along for it. I do the semi final, I'm not doing the final.
Sterling stinks. I've got no problem, Rance, you saying that. I know he stinks, all right. But I'm just saying,
we'll get to that.
If you've got a player who can be around Rodri like flies on shit for a whole of the game, then you literally cancel out City's main way of playing. And we've seen it, we've done it twice for a majority of the game. So you just need to do that. That's all it is.
Arsenal pretending they went Bayern and City is like fat people pretending they ex.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And he's right.
I'm quite like myself.
It's like me coming up. Listen, I'll tell you what it is, right? It's like me. It's like someone saying, oh, do you want to lose weight by exercising? Or do you know what? We've got this magical pill if you only have to take once. You know what I mean? And you'll lose all your weight. I'm taking the fucking pill, bro. I'm not going to the gym for like 2 years to lose all that. Do you know what I mean? It's just what's happening.
That reminds me of someone that you don't know, myself, basically. I always do that.
Yo, man, I need to do it, though. You know what I'm saying? I need to get in shape. Tired of being built like the pink.
Yeah, but you've got probably one of those annoying metabolisms.
I'm still tired of being built like the Pink Panther, so I'm like, all right, cool. You know, so I'm like, let me get the protein, bro. I just need to go gym.
Though.
But you know, it's work. Like that's what it is. I'm here. You know, yeah, I do. But then you know what? NBA. That's the problem.
Oh, excuses.
I'm looking at evening times.
When you're on stream watching a normal Man United game, why don't you just start doing the crunches when you're on the stream? Why don't you see how much you can do by half time?
Between the breaks here of your streams here, just make sure you get yourself like a gym at home and then just do the workouts in between the time.
Why don't you do just the leg? Why don't you use the stair climber thing? You know what I mean? Like that.
You gotta eat it. Anyways, run up the likes like Lee Gunner said. We got legends in the chat like Rants, Lee Gunner, Troops, etc. How many likes we on? I don't know how many it is, but I don't think it's enough. Continue to get your questions in. Please just keep them Manchester United, Chelsea, or Tottenham related. I will pick out the best questions. Of course, if you super chat, that will guarantee your question gets read out. We're at 58 likes. Let's get up to 90 likes, people. Like check 1212. Like check 1212. Let's run up the likes. But let's go to Chelsea. Is that also one of the four teams in the semi-finals? Eventful game, I should say. 2-0 up at home to Leicester. Then it went 2-2. Then a Leicester red card, and then it led to Chelsea winning the game 4-2. Obviously, Sterling being the topic of conversation, taking the penalty off Palmer, missed it. Then he took the free kick off Palmer, blazed it over the bar. Then it was a substitution, and people didn't before Sterling got taken off, and then it was more boos. And I said it, he's just struggling. He just had a mare. We'll go to you first, Surfer. Thoughts on, we'll say, the Raheem Sterling situation.
So this whole game boils down to two terms. It's individual brilliance and individual negligence. I just like to say right now, yeah? That's what this is, right? I don't blame... this is not going to be a manager blaming session. All I will say is that, again, they come out in the second half like they've had the men in black thing, you know what I mean, that that makes them forget their memory and stuff like that at halftime. But let me just say this. Raheem Sterling, that is probably one of the worst individual performances I've ever seen at the Stamford Bridge, right? So let's go through the list of crimes committed today by Raheem Sterling, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a few that people won't forget. There was a move where he was on the edge of the area, breaking down, and he just had to simply pass out to the right, whoever it was, Gusto Palmer. He passed it straight to a Leicester defender. Yeah?
That's one.
Second one is, and people forget this, we had an attack and Mudryk took a shot, yeah? And Raheem Sterling blocked the shot, yeah? And it was going in, yeah?
That's two.
We then have the penalty. We have the penalty. He won the penalty, but everyone forgets he miscontrolled the ball for the shot, yeah? So it wouldn't even been a penalty if he actually connected properly. So he's fortunate we got the penalty in the first place. He then misses the penalty. I've seen harder pass backs than that penalty, by the way. So you know, it was a very tame penalty. He then cost Caicedo an assist when he went through, and he was one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And it wasn't like wide by a millimeter. It was like well wide. It was like well wide, right? And then he gets an assist in that first half, right? Gets an assist. So that's where I think stats will fool you sometimes. Oh, Raheem Sterling got an assist. He must have played well. No, bro. Not at all. The second half, he slipped over, went on the attack. Now, people say that's not his fault, but I just thought that was just him. That was just his day. He just was just over. And then he takes one of the worst free kicks I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I know it was Rugby Union Six Nations weekend. It was the last few games. I'm sure he was auditioning for NFL that was coming up in the combine as well. But it went so I don't even know if where it. I don't. It went. You know, it didn't just go high. It went out of the stadium. It went high and wide. Not just high and wide. It went high and wide. And then this is where we've got the manager. The manager's first substitution. It's not to bring off Sterling after that. No, it's to bring off Mudryk. And that's when you heard boos around the ground. You heard boos around the ground and you don't know what you're doing. Some commentator said, when I was listening to it more, it wasn't when Chukwuemeka scored. There was boos with Chukwuemeka coming up. No, it was boos that Mudryk was going off and not Sterling. Don't even try and twist that, right? That's what it was. Now, I think as long as it's not one of the isms, threatening behaviour to him or his family, etc., right? I think after that performance, the fans had every right to boo him after that. It was a shocking performance. Absolutely shocking performance by him. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'll leave it on that. De Sassi scored one of the greatest own goals I've ever seen in my life. It was fantastic. So much so they didn't even catch it in real time on the BBC. They were doing a replay, bro. That's how good it was. I don't know why. And then he was gone for most of that second half until he got it together right at the end. Sanchez, I do not know why you need to give goalkeeper minutes. I don't care. This is our only chance of winning silverware. You keep Petrovic in goal. I don't know why you need to bring Sanchez back to give him minutes. I don't care. Sub goalies should be used to not having a lot of minutes. It's like backup quarterbacks in the NFL. They don't get a lot of minutes. Okay, this isn't the third round. This isn't the third round of the FA Cup. It's the quarter final of the FA Cup. Yeah, that's. I wish it was. In the NFL, we would have traded it.
Sterling, my guy. I love Sterling, but I can't defend today. I didn't even watch
it. I've been defending him since we signed him. I can't defend him today. Yes, and then an individual brilliant goal by the Leicester guy. So I won't blame the goal. I can't blame the goals on the Poch because that's not because I thought we were fairly calm apart from that. And then he brings on. Palmer scored, and Nicholas Jackson good run for the first goal and set up Cucurella, and then Palmer sets up Chukwuemeka. He scored, which I'm glad about, and then Nani Madueke scored a great goal. But I just want to say this. Chelsea, let me just say this to anyone now with Chelsea social media linked to the club. If you put any other name of our own player of the season, apart from Cole Palmer, and if you try and add a list of two or three names to space it out, I want you fired. I want you fired for even suggesting that. Because if you put any other name for our player of the season that isn't Cole Palmer or add to Cole Palmer's name, then you are a fraud of the highest heights, okay? There was no contest to any player of the year at Chelsea this season. It's Cole Palmer and no one else, okay? Now, for the PFA Young Player of the Year, I hope he wins that. He should be nominated on the list for that because he has deserved that. This guy, I fear where we would be without this guy this season. I really mean this. We wouldn't be in the cups and we'd be lower than 11th right now without this guy. This guy is literally putting us on his back right now. That's not a pause. I just checked. But no, without him, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. Well, you can say what we're doing right now, but do you know what I mean? We wouldn't be even this. Here's the truth. It's a steal.
I'm a big fan of Cole Palmer.
He's got 26 GNA right now. 26 GNA for us in Chelsea.
28, all these mountebaters
cream off about the 29 GNA. And I know the excuse will be, yeah, but he scored some of those goals in the Champions League or something in the Champions League. That's fine. But this guy Palmer's scoring against top six clubs, which Mount has only scored four or five times, four GNA in like 50 plus games. And he was in a better side, structurally a better side with a system. Whereas this guy isn't. So he's just the truth, okay? He's the truth. And do you know what? Nicholas Jackson, big up to Nicholas Jackson. For the amount we paid for him in this market, pre-2017, that's probably about 12 to 15 million pounds Nicholas Jackson we spent on. But because of inflation, it's 30. He's now popping up with goals and assists as well. He should have had another one when... That was it. Jackson should have another one when Sterling missed. That was another one. Sterling missed. That's seven now. Sterling missed before he blocked the Madueke shot. But no, it's just one of those games at Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? It's just. I need a heart monitor at the side of me because it's just crazy. But yeah, we got through. That's all that matters in the end. But yeah, we don't help ourselves. And Sanchez, good Lord Almighty, good God.
How would you feel if you see Sanchez against City? Because maybe there's a promise that, you know what, Sanchez, you can play the cup games.
I want Poch sacked then. Actually on the game. I'd actually demand he be sacked for that game. And I demand Fats and the fans to start shouting, you don't know what you're doing, as soon as they hear the starting lineup in that semi-final. That's what I want to hear. Because that would be, that's what I don't understand. It's like, oh, he needs minutes. He's a fucking goalkeeper. What do you mean he needs minutes? He stands still for most of the game. What do you mean he needs minutes? Petrovic has been doing well. This is the only thing we can win. It's not the third round. It's the quarterfinal. You play your strongest team in the quarterfinal. It's not City when they play Ortega, because they play Ortega, but then they play the rest of the first team. You know what I mean? Ortega's better than Sanchez. You want Sanchez or Petrovic? There's no contest at this club. It's Petrovic all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have to admit,
regarding
before you go back one second, because I want to get your thoughts because you was at the game. Worst one, let me get to a couple of things quickly. Big up to Andrew for the super chat. It says Gakpo, the worst player you've ever seen. He is for me. No, big up to you, Andrew.
No,
Gakpo is not. Big up to A Solomon for joining the membership as well. He is a Sarcasm City soldier. We joined that. So, hey, A Solomon, big up to you, man. Much appreciated. And that being said, all members who are soldiers and higher, I'll be reaching out to you lot for members Q&A on Saturday. Wait, yeah. I'll be reaching out for a members Q&A for you lot Saturday. only like fives or something like that. So we'll sort it out. Because I didn't do one in the month of February. I'm going to do two in March. So I do one this weekend and I do one the weekend after as well. So big up to all the members as well. But Fats, you was there at the ground. Chat to us. What was it like in regards to, I want to know about your thoughts on the Sterling situation and what it was like in the crowd.
First and foremost, shout out Florham Aluda, by the way. What a legend.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think I can echo what Sir said regarding to what Sterling said, but also, even in the first half alone, I don't feel that comfortable enough when we went 2-0 up. Mm. Well, we should have been 3-0 up anyway, but even that, if Sterling convert that penalty, 3-0, I wouldn't be feeling that comfortable enough, because I've seen Leicester game plan in the first half. They just kind of sit back and be patient, just absorb the pressure. That's what the Championship do these days. And I think the patience was rewarded once De Sassi gave them the own goal. And then they played good football in the second half. Matt Vidiedi causing a lot of problems. I like that guy. I even spoke to Neil just a couple of hours ago. Mm-hmm. That you lot have, I think Leicester going to go back up to the Premier League. Like they shouldn't be in the Championship in the first place. It's just that I think what Leicester's problem is that they couldn't connect the final ball, and it was a even game, and Sterling could have had ample chances, and it's just that. I've been speaking a lot about Raheem Sterling as of late. Like, when you're on about 350k player like Ran said, you have to do a lot more. And not the first time he told Palmer to back off and let me do my thing. Either that is ego or he wants to prove himself. But I've already said this for time. Like, consider the fact that he went to a team last year that put into a project that he believes that he wants to win that Champions League, because that's the only thing that is missing from his CV. Since then, it's been declining badly. And that is my issue with him.
Jeez.
But it's the thing, and also
defensively as well. I've crunched the numbers that we've conceded 6 goals this month. We conceded 9 goals in February, and then we conceded 6 goals in the month of January. So that's 21 goals total.
Damn.
That's more than the entire team in the top 6 combined.
Yeah, but I think that comes also from the fact of you guys just play in general. Like, I think this is where I play in the manager more so, like, in certain aspects in terms of, like, how you setting up your team in terms of how you build up, how you're giving up chances, where you're giving the ball away, in my opinion. And this is what comes because last season, you didn't have these defensive issues. You had the offensive issues. So it's like...
Yes, yeah, it's a fit reverse.
Exactly. Like, so this is more, for me, I look at it like, clearly, there is a part of where, like, from a coaching standpoint, I don't think necessarily you got worse defensively. Like, again, Cucurella came in. I think he did a good job. Gusto is doing his thing as well. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's generally just going around now, but I'll be calling disaster literally all day, accidentally. I don't even try to call him disaster. But him just making that mistake was just... I don't know. Sounds of Chelsea. I don't know, this season, and it's like, but you're still getting through because you have guys who can go on and get the results in it. So it's like,
as I said, individual brilliance.
You keep moving.
But the thing is, though, it's like, Fats, you said, like, oh, you know, you didn't feel comfortable if you went 3 or 4. Like, trust me, if we finished that for half 4-0, they would have made like about 3 substitutions at halftime. Because the tie's over. No, you're always... I don't care. Listen, they didn't... If we went 3-0 up, I would have felt... I felt comfortable at 2-0 up until the Sassi did his thing. I didn't think they really were doing much. And they probably weren't going to do anything without that De Sassi own goal happening. I honestly believe that. I think that this was just an extra game for them. They've got... Their main target's to get up from the Championship. And we gifted them an invite into goal, and then, you know, the second one's a brilliant individual goal. But it's just the thing at Chelsea, we're cruising, like the first half essentially should have killed the tie, like should be at least 3-0 up, but possibly 4. And in the second half, we come out like we're, you know, if you put your hands to your face for like 10 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds. when it's dark and then you go like that, you look at the light, you can't really see properly. That's what I think we do. We come out like we've been blindfolded at halftime. And then it takes us about 10, 15 minutes to adjust. Because it happens every game. We are literally a team of the old saying, it's a game of two halves. That's us. We are a game of two halves most of this season. First halves have been fine. Second halves have been atrocious. And also, let me just say this. That red card helped us.
Yes.
That red card totally helped us. And I don't understand the rules anymore this game. Do you know what I mean? If it was a penalty, it would have been a yellow.
It's a double jeopardy. It's a double jeopardy rule.
I think it's foolish.
No,
it's just the last man on the line, defensive.
I think I did say it before.
I don't know why it's weird, but referees just view fouls in the box differently than outside the box. They just treat them differently. They just do.
I would if I was Leicester. And if I'd been given the choice, I would have taken the penalty. Because I still think I could get back in the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would have taken the penalty.
Zeke, we're 17th. We're 17th in the table of our second half performances this season.
Yeah, you lot are absolutely dreadful. Let me get to a couple of things, though. Big up to C24 for another super chat. He says, my Caribbean albino young boy is the truth. If only we had a manager who was not on NATO watch list and healthy and Nkunku to go with Palmer, I'd be happier. Big up to you, C24. Big up to Gaming for Life for joining the membership. Sarcasm Citizen, Gaming for Life, much appreciated. And TJ as well for gifting 5 Sarcasm TV memberships. Salute to my guy, TJ, who you see here every Thursday on the United Arsenal show. Make sure you subscribe. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, he's been going at you and you're now going.
Yeah, he's the real fraud. That's all I'm saying. He's the real fraud.
But big up to TJ every single time. And if he gifted you one of those memberships, make sure you thank him. But yeah, Fats, what was it like in the stadium with Sterling getting booed? Was it as bad as it sounded on TV or was it worse?
It was worse than that it sounded on the TV. And it's not the first time that he had a stinker. That's 5 strikes in a row that he had a stinker, especially the home games this season. Mm. And he was getting booed a lot for the most majority of the start of the, since the start of the year. He's been ghosting this year. Mm. So I'm not that surprised. He's on 350k per week. He should have done a lot more.
And fans he should be producing more for you, like 100%.
They have the rights to boo him, regardless. Mm. And I don't know why people get in the notion that about we should not boo him. Bear in mind, these are the same people that pay the tickets week in, week out.
I'm just saying this. I booed Didier Drogba, I booed the ref without going through, obviously doing anything harsh. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. No, none of the isms and no threats to life. Those should not be in there. But booing's fine. But I've booed better and bigger legends at my club than Raheem Sterling. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Let's get this right. I criticised Frank Lampard, for Christ's sake, when he was playing as manager all the time. But as player on occasions when he was at his play. I did that all the time. I booed Eden Hazard. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So when he didn't play well and stuff like that, not booed, but he did most things in this game that players sometimes don't do over an entire season. He done it all in one game. Do you know what I mean? It's quite unique.
That free kick, he sent the bitch to where Harry Kane's penalty is right now.
It hit it. It sent the camera on a different place.
One's going to Jupiter, one is going to the moon. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Somewhere they're finding Lautaro's one as well.
Yeah. It is.
We all learn valuable lesson here. Like, no matter
what's the valuable lesson, talk to us. You know what this is like? This is like, you know, when Jerry Springer did his end it for those
final thoughts.
This is the Jerry Springer final thoughts.
No matter the status of you as a club legend, the top
we all need to treat each other with kindness.
No player is immune to criticism, regardless.
Facts.
Amen.
No player is immune to criticism. When people act like you can't criticize the better players, like 110%. Surfer just mentioned in regards to criticizing some of your club legends, and I've done that. I've criticized my club legends as well. So the players we got currently playing now can get it. And in regards to Gaming for Life, he says, flawless, do I join on Saturday reaching 10K because I've become a member? Check out the perks. That's what I'd say to you, because I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but you joined at the first level. Check out all the perks and then you'll know. You know exactly what's going on.
That'd be quite a queue for Saturdays, you know what I mean?
yeah. Like, there's no, like I say, there's no, none of the perks are for the 10K celebration that we will be doing, people. I don't know how I'm actually going to get everybody on. I might have to update
you
the thing.
Gives you like a Royal Rumble settings.
Hey, I need my intro song. Everybody gets an intro song.
Yeah, everybody gets it. Yeah, you know, your intro song would be just, you're a jerk. You're a jerk. That'll be your intro song.
Hey,
you're
a jerk. Give me a jerk. It's nobody related. Fuck it.
All right.
Thinking
of a Snow White Christmas. Is that what you like, Jez? Yeah.
Nobody Christmas. But you know the Kurt Angle theme tune when the crowd chant "You suck." We just had that for Jez, but just count "You jerk."
I need to start turning like on some heel shit here on here, bro. Like the way.
Hey, Where did you restart? You are a heel, man. You're a heel.
This guy. Wait,
don't worry, I'm a heel. I'm a nice
you're
guy.
You're a heel, bro.
Oh, you're a baby. You're a baby.
No. You're a certified prick, Jess. No. That's why.
You're like the Miz, bro. When they try and turn him face, it just don't work. Exactly. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is accusations, man.
Oh, yeah. Woe is me.
We've got hundreds of hours and years of you being a jerk. All right. That's what we have on these streets. Yeah.
But that being said, we'll go to Spurs, obviously losing away at Fulham. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to the famous person who once said, "Go chat to Fulham and them, man." I love that kid. It's brilliant, yo. I don't know what, but shout out to her, man. And if I could get her on the channel, I would. Shout out to her because she a real one for that. That clip lives rent free, and that's one of them that is like in the content creator hall of fame moment. Like people will never forget that whatsoever. Go chat to, and the way I just see the picture of her from that, and it's like you automatically know what someone's saying. But go chat to Fulham, Brighton, and them, man.
We lost to Fulham, Brighton, this season. Oh man,
it's brilliant. But yeah, just thoughts on the game.
Thoughts on the game, bro. It was a bad game. That was fourth game, bro. Like, yo, Maddison, bro. I don't know what he was on. Like, he was on some heat. He thought he was Bruno Fernandes all day, I felt like, at times.
Bro, he was like, waving his arms.
Was it that bad, huh?
That's crazy. Bro was trying to do the hero ball. Like, I was like, yo, bro, just pass the ball, man. Suma playing like, bro. Everybody played like trash, straight garbage, booty cheese. Like that felt like watching the Detroit Pistons all day. But
big up, G. Big up.
But there was some couple of stinkers, bro. And then Fulham, shout out to them actually. You know what they did the job. I think not do our only thing. We were poor throughout like a good 60, 70 minutes. But I feel like Fulham also made sure, you know what, let's not get them into the game. Let them find a rhythm. And hey, like that Muniz guy, I don't know who that is, but he just went on the muscle. Robertson was on the muscle. Their midfield was on the muscle. Like, but everybody was on it for Fulham, and they just. Everybody's like, you want to get some. Like anybody could get it. At some point, I think they even scored like an offside goal. Like my head was gone. I can't lie. I turned off at 2-0. It was getting that bad. Then I heard the substitution comes on when it's 3-0. And so I think Werner came on them guys. And the first thing I'm hearing on my timeline is Werner misses an open goal. I'm like, motherfucker. So you go and score that goal against Villa, but you do that. That's why I'm trying to say that. The funny thing is, I wasn't even getting pissed there because obviously I turned it off at that point. But I was like, that just sounds like Werner. Dude misses the easiest chances but can score the hardest ones. Doesn't make sense. So we go on and trying to obviously get goals. We just can't literally find. All of a sudden, we can actually go and look like we go and score. But then at the same time, I felt like, you know, but Fulham probably thought to themselves, game is probably over. Let's just manage the game and trying to see it out to the end. And which they did, to be fair. And I can't look at them and say, Fulham were unlucky. And no, we were unlucky and feel like we deserved the winner out of this game, and Fulham was lucky because I do think they were very clinical. I do really felt like that. But in the same time, it's like you just gave them ample of chances. And I think it's why I always talk about that. To me, it was always crazy, even from like a long time when we were actually having the good run, that people actually thought that this team can actually go on a title race.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I said this before.
That's crazy.
You see a lot of weaknesses, and you can see why I say kind of like weeks building up, but I say there's things that just have to get addressed. And I think this, personally, I think there's things, obviously, what I don't like to see in the system.
And before you carry on, hey, you lot keep it clean in the chat. No personals, I beg. You know what I'm saying? Poke holes in footballing arguments. Any personals, you will be blocked. Just clarify. Go on, sorry.
Bro, do you need to throw a sword up a football opinions, man? That's crazy. But what I was saying is, shit, now I'm kind of went off my wave. Now I was talking about Hull. I feel like there's certain things, because we talked about Hull. I don't think long term, I believe the way of hit. This the relentlessness of trying to be forward thinking will long term actually do something for him, and I feel like it can go and hinder him second season. Now, am I totally pissed? No, I'm not pissed about the result in terms of, oh my god, we don't get Champions League. I don't give a fuck about Champions League. Like, if United get fifth and somehow Champions League is fifth, fair enough. But I don't really care about it too much. My thing is about more, what can we do from this season to next season that we can show actual progress. So are we in Europa League next season? I want to see a Europa League run. How do we do in the cup games? Like, me personally, I don't see this team next season go and compete for league titles for obvious reasons, because I don't think we're going to get back to the levels where we can go and start competing with the teams that are literally competing for these titles right now. But I'm kind of liking this. Like, I'm in the end of the season mode. I'm currently not in the most.
I'm on the beach already.
I'm on the beach. It's not that I'm on the beach. Like, I'm still obviously watching the games and shit. It's like more so.
It's not like last year. Come on, this is not like last.
That's not what I'm trying to say though. This is not what I'm trying to say though. It's like, because last season I stopped watching the games from January, so I'm still watching the games. My thing is, because like I'm watching the games, and it's kind of like I'm just trying to get to the end of the season, because it's like, cool, like we're competing for top four right now, or Champions League, top five, I don't know. But I'm not invested for that. It doesn't get me excited. It doesn't get me on, like, you know what, I'm ready to go whatever day we play. And then, you know what, like for me, the only games I'm looking forward to are actually the Arsenal game, because I'm like, you know what, that's the only game that I look at this season and say, I'm up for that shit, because if we can somehow do something against Arsenal and stop the title race, that means more than the world to me. That means because I cannot see these guys win a trophy. I said this before already. Let these guys drink the Kool-Aid, sniff it, now drink it, inhale it, inject it, bro.
Inject
all that Kool-Aid, bro. Make sure they have it. And by the time we play Arsenal, dunk on these dudes. But what I mean with being in like Cancun on the beach is that kind of like, I'm not invested for a top four race, to be honest. I'm just not. It just doesn't get me excited. Like, I would much rather prefer being in a cup right now. Like, I can at least say, you know what? We can still compete for something. It's like, now it feels like if you win a game, cool. But if it's kind of like, just make sure you finish in the European spot for me. That's what it feels like.
I guess what you can be, however you take this, that you're actually quite fortunate not to lose, but that Villa drew today and you've still got a game in hand. That's the thing. Like, it's not, of course no one likes losing, but at least Villa didn't extend the lead over to you, that even with that game in hand, you'd still be behind. But also, I'm just wanting this right now. I want you to book this flawless. When they announced that the Werner deal is permanent,
I want Jez
on the stream. I want you to book Jez on the stream and let him go for about an hour and a half, because that's what he'll be used to.
Why are you putting the energy on him? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all on this channel hate me, bro. Y'all want to see me suffer.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did I do?
You earned
our hate.
You've earned our
you deserve it. Like, and from a sporting perspective, like, I wish you nothing but the best, Jez, in general life, in every aspect of your life, apart from
I can't say the same. Life.
You actually contradicting yourself, because if you sign Rona, I might go to the hospital, mate. Like, what I'm saying, like, it gets that bad.
And I'll be there. I'll send a fruit basket
to beat up people. To beat up ill people. Is that what you're saying? You reprobate.
I'll get my missus to treat you well in the hospital, Jess. I'll get my missus.
Wait, what? Your missus?
I'll get my missus to get to treat
Jess. Oh, your missus is a nurse. You bagged yourself a nurse. All right.
One day she works in the barista. I don't know what's going on.
Just on a side note, completely nothing illegal. Can she get, what is it you mix with lean? Cold, like liquid form codeine. Can she get codeine? I'm asking. Yeah. Let me know in the private chat.
The purpose isn't that. But nah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Just hope she takes the temperature.
If you sign Werner, and I heard any sort of level from Ant Smoke coming out and saying, mate, this is a fantastic player. I'm Ant out then. What the hell?
You asked me an important question. Forget her being a nurse and being a nurse and helping people and all these things. Flawless, the important question is, can she play goalkeeper in pro clubs? As a fact, that's what you need to ask her.
She's not into gaming. Yeah, but in that profession, she does have to be good with her hands. So probably she would be good.
Hey, yo.
She's a professional. What? It's the truth, Jess. It's the truth.
I'll be
an advocate here because I my thoughts about Timo Werner back in the day, but I just think that miss.
It's about Team of Venice. Let's talk about your misses more.
I just think that miss from Werner on Saturday, that wasn't the worst. I've seen worse. That was against Leeds United.
Fofana had a bad miss this weekend. His miss against Brentford was awful. That's miss of the season.
Bro, Jackson had a bad miss.
Now, you know what? Timo Werner's miss against Leeds like a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, actually.
Oh, that's when he cleared it off his own line. Yeah, we were attacking. He cleared off.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant.
That's what I'm trying to say. And see, the funny thing about the Werner thing is, like, for me, it's like, because I said this already, like, I don't really give, like, I always say, I'm just trying to act like this guy doesn't exist. This is the same, like, I see some dude come on with number 16. I don't know who his name is on the book. I don't care, bro. I don't know. I'm just saying, this is some blonde dude from Germany. From that, I don't know who that name is. I act like if you miss a chance, I like this academy kid and say, like, you know what, academy kid, he's trying to get into this team and shit like that. And the only difference is he's from Dome. So all I'm praying is
you follow Fabrizio and David Ornstein, right? Yeah, you follow them.
I follow Fabrizio, but not Ornstein.
Okay. So is that here we go. Here we go.
There is not going to be
a here we go. Here we go.
I'm willing. I go as far as saying I'm willing to not finish in European spot then sign this dude. I don't care, bro. I do not care.
You mean lose for the rest of the season.
I said, I'm cool with the loan signing, whatever happens, shit, whatever. But don't go and tell me yet. Like, it doesn't even make sense because you tell me, Ange talks about needing this and that, yeah. But then you're not even going to sign the pro first to help you. Like, for me, it doesn't make sense. But,
Can I tell you right now? I tell you right now, that Werner permanent signing is the epitome of a Daniel Levy signing right there. That's the epitome.
But this is the thing about, like,
of a 16 for £16 million, he will do it.
No,
instead of going to spend 50 or something.
I think if it happens, it's also because I'm actually pushed for the signing. It's like the Gallagher link. This is my point. If Ange doesn't want this dude, he's not gonna go and sign him. Like, it's like
He wants him as well.
He didn't say he wants him. He was talking about how he's a good Latender.
We will find out in the summer, and that is going to be interesting. You lot get your final few questions in before we close out. Again, run up the likes. Run up the likes. Whether you're watching this live right now, watching this back, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Don't forget we are available on all audio platforms, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, etc., etc., people. So make sure if you want to listen on our audio platform, because you might just not want to watch on YouTube. Maybe you don't want YouTube using up all your data. So Spotify, Sarcasm City TV is there. Make sure you hit us with the follow. Make sure you 5-star us if you use Spotify. Same with iTunes, Apple Podcast, all you iPhone users. Same with SoundCloud as well. But the content is not stopping tonight, as we will be live in 1 hour on the playback, people, for the LA Clippers versus Atlanta Hawks. That is the watch along that is going on tonight on the Sarcasm City TV playback. So download the app from your app store, or just go to playback.tv/sarcasmcityTV. And if you have an NBA League Pass, you can legit watch along with us on the stream. So we'll get pushed. Well, you'll see us at the bottom of the screen, and then you'll see the NBA, the actual game on in the background, and we all be synced up. And if you are NBA League Pass for the month, join the membership at the highest level, and then it's yours for the entire month, people. So any watch along we do, I'll give you a pass, and then you'll be able to watch along with us for, because we got games coming up Sunday to Friday. So we got a game today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, people. So the entire next week, we have NBA games. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. So we got Clippers Hawks today. After that, tomorrow, we've got Lakers Hawks. Tuesday night, we are doing Spurs Mavericks. That is Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we will be doing Celtics Bucks. So we got Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks. Thursday night, what are we doing Thursday night? You'll probably get Suns Hawks, people. Suns Hawks. And then Friday night, Lakers 76ers. So you're getting so much content galore. So much NBA content over on the playback, people.
Yeah, so going back to Timo Werner, big up to Warrior J, who just sent me a video. Would you like to see our favorite long-haired hippie? his reaction to you. Let me share this with you, Flawless. Okay, it's about 43 seconds, all right?
It's just a video of thinkers. Before you sent me also a video.
Yeah.
Oh god. The fucking problem is I'm calm, right? I'm calm right now. Like I said, I'm pretending that this dude doesn't exist.
Oh, that's Jake.
Pray for the people that you think he is.
Right. I'm gonna play it. Let me know if you can edit it.
Yeah, these are the only ways that they
can you hear that, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a little echo. Cool.
There's an echo when it
okay.
Score is a in front of the net, just direct it in, and they haven't done it not once.
Werner or Johnson? No! Oh my god, bro, Werner! Oh my god, this is what everyone gets for saying I'll spend 15 mil on you. What a fraud! You and Brennan Johnson, this is the only way that y'all score goals. We just sizzle it, and you just put your foot there. Here comes ball. Put your foot there. Redirect. That's it. It's easy. I could do it.
Bro.
Shout out to Jacob every single time.
Can I just say, hang on. Warrior J is the one supplying Lewis and Hassan with all the Hamza clips as well about his fraudulence, about what he's said and what he hasn't said as well. So Warrior J is proper. I don't know if we'll be able to find them all, but if you can think of something like, you know, when the what street it was or something like that, he will be able to. Oh, sorry, I don't know. I presume it's a he. I do apologize. They will be able to find you the clip or send you a clip. Honestly, he's just CSI in this. He's law and order in this, like finding the evidence to. So if you say you haven't said anything and he'll find it, he'll find whether you said it or not. Do you know what I mean? So,
But what's it called? Yeah.
And Jacob's YouTube, before you go, Jess, Jacob's YouTube name, channel name is United Spurs of America. He's been on the channel before. He's worked with TJ before. Great content creator, man. So United Spurs of America. So if you're a Spurs fan, get over there. But you should get over there regardless.
Yeah, and now, but to come and say why people are surprised. I mean, shit, football fans see a chance. Even if it's a dude that you don't rate, still miss a chance, he's still going to go. And you're still going to go like, how did he miss that? Even though you don't rate the dude. So that's just a general thing. But now, like I said, I sometimes forget that Werner is at the football club. That's how much I actually don't care about this dude.
I hear that.
I'm not trying to do that. But lastly, actually one thing to kind of close out the Spurs thing as well.
Yeah, go on.
I need Maddison and Bissouma to start fixing up, can't I? Because they're making my guys out there struggling out there. He's making do all the slave work. Ironic because he's African, but he's out there running, having to cover for these dudes here, having to do all the stuff here for my guy, to make sure that these two can actually do the performances on the pitch, but not performing from. And I just feel like I have to call out, like, obviously Maddison's one of my favorite players just in the Prem alone, but I ain't feeling what I'm seeing right now on the pitch, and I feel like it just needs to be called out. I'm not saying this dude needs to get chopped or these dudes need to get chopped all of a sudden. Like, I'm seeing all people talking about insert player A or player B now into this midfield and all problems going to be solved. I see people putting that Højbjerg Sarr and Bento core midfield. I'm like, there's no midfield combination for me to the end of this season that I say will consistently perform. If you get what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
So for me, it's like I would rather keep those three, but them two just need to start fixing up, in my opinion. And
I know,
yeah, just get us through the end of the season. Our games against City, no, is postponed now. Our games, yeah, Liverpool, actually not
postponed.
Postponed. Yeah, for that.
It's postponed now. But the Liverpool game's not postponed, so we're still gonna have the Liverpool game at the same date as it's supposed to be. So I don't know. I don't know where they're gonna put the Man City. They might get at some day where they can maybe win the league.
I think it will be after the semi final of the second leg if Man City does go through.
Yeah, I think it'll be midweek in May or something. We'll have to do it.
Same goes for Chelsea. We've got three
games. That's what they're saying about the Arsenal game, that they might have to play like May 15th.
Yeah, exactly.
May 15th.
We've got three games in hand now. We've got Tottenham.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. But that's why you're going to see more midweek games for us upcoming after like the semi-final of the FA Cup, because all of us have remember, Fats is right, because our Spurs one's still got to be rearranged. So
they're going to watch the game be just the last game of the season or some shit.
I think they will.
It'll be the Wednesday before the end.
I think they're trying to slot in that game, Chelsea v Spurs game, in one of the Champions League nights, basically.
Maybe. Attention. I don't think they would, though. I don't think the Premier League would risk it. That game is always well watched. It'll probably be on a Thursday night, that type of game.
We'll soon find out. Sheik, yes, we are running the playback. Yes, so just under an hour from now. Again, people, make sure if you're an NBA fan, get over to the Sarcasm City TV playback. We'll be doing the LA Clippers versus the Atlanta Hawks. We've got games all week long as well. And in regards to Sarcasm City TV, some of you lot may have checked the schedule already, but we are not doing the regular scheduling next week, people. So no Man United, no Man United crossovers, no Q&As, etc. We are running Sarcasm City TV specials all week long, and for those that haven't seen them before, it's where I get on the biggest and best content creators on the channel and have a one-on-one live stream with them, talking about their team, gonna delve into their start in the content creator space, plus more people. So just one-on-one with the biggest and best content creators in the space, people. So that's what I'll be
spoiler
going
guys on. The first show is with Ryan, the first show's with Ryan, actually.
Marvin's room. This is what Ryan's been all day.
Yeah, man. The guy disappears. All of a sudden, no super chats. Oh, got no money left. Yeah, sure, mate. You know what I'm saying?
His own quads got blown out by the he's running around saying about
quads. Yeah, man. The joke, man. But we're closing out, people. So this will be the last show on the regular schedule. Well, are part of the regular scheduling all next week, Monday to Sunday. There will be Sarcasm City TV specials. You will also get the 10K live stream. And then from next week, Monday, we'll be back to regular scheduling. So fan call-in shows, Manham United shows, Manham United crossovers, Q&As, watch along, etc., etc. So keep a lookout for that, people, but big up to everyone who's locked in. Big up for everyone for the super. First and foremost, salute to Troops, Rantley, Gunner for all being in the chat. Big up to TJ, who gifted 5 memberships as well. Big up to Gaming for Life, who joined. Big up A. Solomon, who joined the membership. C24 for the super chats. Andrew Wright for his super chat. And of course, the lovely Sunshine for her super chat as well. Still over 150 of you lot in here. We'll redirect. We'll send you lot to Casually Are Still Live. So I believe so.
Yeah,
Casually Still Live. Double check that. But he's saying on mine, Casually Are Still Live. So all I need you lot to do is just put Sarcasm City Raid in capital letters. Double check that before I send them over. But he's saying they're still live.
Damn,
yeah, they're
still live. Okay. We're going to send you lot over to Casually FC and see you lot on the playback in about 50 minutes, people. Big up. Love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show. Man of United, Ballers at the Bridge, talking at Tottenham Talk podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in. And yes, Warrior J, I will be doing the Jamaica USA watch along on TJ's channel. Yes, nice. I will be doing that. I'm not sure what the time is, but yeah, I'll have a look. I'll have a look at that, Barbie. There. But all right. Big up. Salute.
Conte out.